Christ foreordained before the foundation of the world. Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, for God's elect. We're going to now go over to Facebook and attempt to simulcast at the same time. Good morning, Facebook. We've entitled this video, Christ Foreordained Before the Foundation of the World. Christ both died and rose and revived that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. We are told in the New Testament that they drank of that same rock, being the Old Testament saints, they drank of that same rock, and that rock was Jesus Christ. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath now put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied, for he shall bear their iniquities. Isaiah 53:10. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? We thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Luke 24:26, 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Acts 2:36, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, by whom do believe in God. 1 Peter 1:20-20. Well, Jesus Christ died for his people. He came to save his people from their sins. There are a lot of people that are proclaiming another gospel. They're proclaiming that Jesus died for all men without exception, which would make his atonement ineffective, ineffectual. But God's atonement is effectual for all for whom he died for. We see in the 53rd Psalm that he died for his seed. He would see the travail of his soul. And so he has a special love for his seed or for his people. He says that he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Jesus Christ didn't make it possible that man would be saved because he executed his free will, because first of all, free will doesn't exist. Secondly, man is not the author of his salvation. And thirdly, Christ bore their iniquities on the cross, his elect, his people. He actually took his sin, our sin, upon himself, who knew no sin. So this is why we have this great Savior, is because he is Christ the Lord. He has accomplished the work that he set out to do. He came to save his people from their sins. He didn't come to offer the gospel. He came to fulfill the gospel. He fulfilled everything to a jot and a tittle. The atonement is a marvelous thing. It was not ineffectual. It was effective for all for whom he died. And so when we think about the atonement, when we think about Christ's death on the cross, we must remember that it's not a figment of someone's imagination. It's not a fantasy. It's not a it's not some fake story. We must realize that all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by Christ's eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ, predestinated unto adoption. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that Christ would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, aren't you thankful for the purchase of your salvation by Christ? Let men and their philosophies fall. May Christ be my only claim, my all. Let kings and princes proudly flaunt. Earthly power and fame is all they want. My only claim is in Jesus' blood amid the turmoil of Satan's flood. Exalting the creature is their delight. All praise to Christ, Lord, set my sight. On the eternal Christ I rest my case and only proclaim his sovereign grace. Well, we can never proclaim the work on the cross enough. We can never proclaim the completed work of Jesus Christ enough. And we should be anticipating his coming. We should always remind ourselves of what Christ has done, dying on the cross for us the victory he has won. We would have no hope in this life, and our eternal future would be grim. All glory be to Christ. Our hope is only in him. When we come to bow before him at his throne, may we trust in his completed work, yes, in that alone. Well, it's quite a story, this redemption story. When we look back in history, we see all of these events unfold, but the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It's not just a novel. Well, this story is true, how God sent his son to die to redeem his chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for this sinner. Through his blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined. Yes, it was his master plan. Well, we have a mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. There's only one mediator between God and man. In the world, we are told, we have the power of choice, but my friend, we must be careful to evaluate this voice. As it relates to eternal life, it is specially taboo, for Christ distinctly tells us in his word that if we have chosen Christ, we were already one of his herd. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. You see, he has selected us from eternity. You shall become as God, knowing good from evil. Lucifer's deception to mankind was revealed. Since the fall, men have tried to become their own Savior Redeemer, but not true for some. Even though Saul of Tarsus was running astray, God struck him down and said, "You're going my way. My sheep hear my voice, and they do follow me." God made the decision for his sheep's destiny. What a comfort this truth brings to our soul, to know that our Father our future controls. Whenever we sin, he forgives his wayward lambs and reminds us in his word, "I am that I am." He has put all things under his feet, including also the tares and the wheat. May we ever be reminded of this fact, that the shed blood of Jesus is a solid contract, and this contract is between the Father and the Holy Spirit and the Son, and that the work of atonement is already done. Let's give the credit to whom it is due. Our eternal salvation is from him, not me or you. Title this next one, My Petition. The reins of my heart are in your hand. When troubled waters are before me, my enemies obey your command. Who can in thy holy presence stand but those whom thou hast delivered with your mighty hand and chose them in Christ before the world began? My hope rests in your finished work and in your Son, who gave his life a ransom for many, to rescue their souls from death for eternity. What a delight as I trust in your grace and mercy to think that you have chosen me to raise me from death to life and set my soul in Christ at liberty. When I come to stand before your holy throne, may I trust in Christ and Christ alone, and abide forever with you, for your blood for me atones. May the good Lord be with you all today in a special way, and let us never forget the great work of the atonement of Jesus Christ, slain from the foundation of the world. God bless.